Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Sanjeev Goyal, and you're listening to the Advanced Anti-Aging and Technology Summit. And today I have Dr. Deborah Rossman with me. Dr. Rossman is the founding executive director of HeartMath Institute and a key spokesperson for HeartMath and the HeartMath system around the world. Along with helping develop, oversee, and conduct HeartMath training programs since its inception in 1991, she has 30 years of experience as an entrepreneur, business executive, educator, and author. Dr. Rossman gives media interviews and keynote addresses worldwide. She's appeared in documentary films, telesummits, and major magazines, and on major television networks and internationally syndicated radio programs. She has trained and spoken to Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and the U.S. military scientific health conferences, schools, etc. Besides authoring a dozen books herself, including the award-winning Meditating with Children, Dr. Rossman co-authored the five-book Transforming series with HeartMath founder Doc Childre. She is regular columnist with the Huffington Post. Dr. Rossman covers a range of topics in her speaking engagements and presentations, key among them the heart's role in stress management, resilience, heart and performance, heart coherence technology, and the current shift in global consciousness.
Thank you, Deborah. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Good to be here with you.
I'm so glad that you've taken the time today to tell us all about this technology. So maybe just I'd love to just understand a little bit how you got into understanding the value of this, I think, heart coherence, if that's the way of describing it. And the story would be great.
Well, there's lots of stories. Mine probably starts when I was young. I was at the University of Chicago studying attitude change theory. I'm a behavioral psychologist. And it was all rats and statistics at the time. And I knew I wasn't going to learn about how to change my own attitude or help anyone else do that that way. And so that started my search for methodologies that would work and things that weren't just philosophical or religious. I got involved in meditation and yoga, but I was always looking for a way to research how one could understand the physiology and have that enable us or facilitate us to change behavior. Mm-hmm. And I met HeartMath founder before HeartMath was called HeartMath, Doc Childre, who was a stress researcher. And this was in the late 80s. And he said, you know, stress is going to keep getting worse and worse and worse because of all the technology that's going to be coming. And, you know, people don't know how to live from the heart or manage their emotions. Nobody ever teaches us that. So he wanted to research how the heart and brain talk to each other and see if we could find some keys there. And he talked about the intelligence of the heart, which he intuitively through his own meditation understood was something real and accessible, not just metaphorical, like the wisdom of the heart. And all cultures talked about referencing the heart as a center of intelligence or wisdom, from the ancient Greeks, the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Chinese. And it wasn't till the 15th century where it all got compartmentalized, like this was intelligent and nothing else was. And the brain. And we still are living in that paradigm, and it's really hurting us. And the only way you can really begin to understand yourself emotionally or manage stress reactions is when you synchronize heart, brain, nervous system, and you really get alignment inside and get a perception shift is the key to powering up behavior change. So our research discovered at the HeartMath Institute, which we started to do this research, that when we're feeling frustrated, stressed, anxious, angry, any of the stressful emotions, the heart rate rhythm, the beat-to-beat changes in heart rate that happen over time, create a pattern that's very chaotic and disordered. And it really mirrors how we feel inside. The more angry, upset, or worried we are, the more chaotic that rhythm pattern is, measured by something called heart rate variability.
Right.
And when we're feeling love, care, kindness, compassion, joy, the more uplifting qualities of the heart, that HRV pattern turns into this beautiful sine wave pattern, a coherent waveform. And so we called it HRV coherence. And then we began to do a lot of research of, how do we shift from the stress reaction into that coherent waveform? How do we get our HRV to change? You know, biohack the heart, really, and how do we do it? And then if we do that, what happens in the pathways between the heart and the brain?
So this HRV that you're talking about, I mean, because I've been reading about that, obviously more variability is good. Like, that's what they're saying.
There's two different ways of measuring HRV.
Right.
One is the amount, you know, how much a heart rate can vary from peak to peak, like 90 minutes, beats a minute down to 60, and how flexible we are to go from one to the other. Like if you're sitting down and you need to run up a hill, you want to get to that higher heart rate very quickly. And then just like an athletic performance, you want to be able to bring it down very quickly. That's called amount of HRV. What we discovered at HeartMath Institute was the pattern of HRV over time, meaning whether you have a little bit of HRV amount or a lot. What does it look like over a minute of time or 3 minutes? What's the pattern? What's the waveform? That's where you see emotional state. And that was profound. That was published in the American Journal of Cardiology in 1995. It was the first time that there had been any link between emotional state and the rhythms of the heart.
So this heart rate, there's a normal sinusoidal variation that happens with breathing, right? That's normal. Is that what you're saying? That
yes,
becomes more pronounced as if one is more in a relaxed state?
Actually, you're asking the right questions that I can respond to. Coherence is not relaxation.
Okay.
When you are in a relaxed state and you're breathing in a relaxed way, you'll see a little more of that sinusoidal waveform, but really it's more parasympathetic activation. Relaxation is parasympathetic. And what you're seeing in the whole HRV is the interaction between the sympathetic nervous system, which speeds up heart rate, and the parasympathetic, which slows it down. So in relaxation, you're going to see more going down, more of the slow down. And in coherence, they're even. And what that does in the power spectrum, if you're a scientist looking at this, is that the two branches in train, they synchronize. Coherence is synchronization between the two branches of the autonomic nervous system. And that increases the amount, it powers it up, and it actually enables the entrainment of the brain waves because it's such a strong signal. So as you practice coherence, which is not just a sleepy, relaxed state, it's a high-performing state, because when you want to perform, you don't want to just be relaxed. You want to be relaxed but present, ready, in the ready state, but relaxed. So that combo is what happens and how you feel when you get coherent. And so practicing heart rhythm coherence, you can breathe yourself into that, but that doesn't feel good very long. It's really the emotional shift that enables you to sustain that without having to focus on the breath. So HeartMath techniques are starting with heart-focused breathing,
right,
and then adding a positive renewing emotion to that, like appreciation or gratitude or love for your pet or what you feel, you know, a warm-hearted feeling and putting your heart into it, as the saying goes. That's what really creates that coherent rhythm. And that's when we know just doing that for a few minutes synchronizes the brain waves all the way to the frontal lobe. So your executive decision-making is sharper. You have clearer thinking. It enhances your ability to make effective decisions and your connection with intuition and flow. So it's really a ready state for the flow state. And it has a lot of other health benefits, because the autonomic nervous system is controlling 90% of your body's involuntary functions. So coherent is an optimal state for health and performance.
Just so I understand, I'm just apologize for
that's okay.
A bit of a tough tough part. So you think you're in coherence, the autonomic system is in coherence with the parasympathetic, is in coherence with the sympathetic? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they're entrained. So imagine these two branches, one speeding heart rate up, one slowing it down, and imagine those peaks on the frequency spectrum in training. Okay, synchronizing. They synchronize at 0.1 hertz. They become one peak instead of the parasympathetic here and the, you know, high, low frequency here. They become one frequency.
Mm-hmm. So it becomes stronger and lower. Like the peaks are higher, the dips are lower. Right. Because they're both acting in unison.
They're both, yes.
And then you're saying that the brain is also frequency of the brain, the very
right alpha rhythm synchronizes to that frequency. There's two pathways by which the heart communicates to the brain. And there's actually more neural traffic going from heart to brain, telling the brain how the body feels, than there is from the brain to the heart. And that's just turning physiology upside down. Mm-hmm. And both are important, but the heart's input to the brain is really telling the brain how the body feels. Mm-hmm. And from blood pressure waves to electromagnetic waves and through the vagal nerve, the vagal traffic from heart to brain, there's more wires going from the heart to the brain through the vagal nerve than the other way. And it passes through the medulla in the back of the head right to the amygdala, mm-hmm. the emotional memory center. So when you're afraid or panicky and your heart rhythm is all chaotic, it triggers in the amygdala memories of when you had that before, and it reinforces what is the trauma or the emotional memory stored there. When you switch into coherence, it starts to bypass that, or it starts to soothe that, and it starts to give you new perceptions and feelings. And then it also, another pathway goes straight to the thalamus, mm-hmm. which is responsible for synchronizing cortical information. And when you're frustrated or angry or stressed, that signal is sent from a heart rhythm pattern to the brain saying chaos, incoherence, and the thalamus then triggers the fight, flight, fright reaction, a stress response to protect you, a survival mechanism. When you're in that coherent waveform, the thalamus synchronizes cortical functions. So now you're operating in alignment. Hmm. And it's beautiful that with just a little intervention, you can take charge of a lot of that neural traffic.
So flow states, you were saying that this happens, this is kind of what happens in flow states. When people are, performing in sports or whatever, are they more likely to be in this type of coherence or let's say meditating? Is this
depends on the state of the emotion. You can be meditating and sitting there and fuming inside at your boss the whole time and you are not going to be in coherence. Or you can be in a state of joy and feel connected to life and nature. And yes, 0.1 hertz, that frequency is nature's resonant frequency too. So if you get into the coherence, you feel more connected with others in nature and your own larger self. Mm-hmm. So if you're in sports, depends if you're in a sort of flow state and your breathing and your feeling are connected and you're just in that intuitive flow, you're likely to be in coherence.
Mm-hmm. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, maybe this is related to energy systems and, other medical systems like chakras and things like that, where we have a heart center.
Yeah.
How do you then tie these? Are these things tied at all? Like with different?
They sure are. I mean, the energy, we call it the energetic heart. That's where the spiritual heart, so to speak, the heart center, where, connects with the physical heart. Mm-hmm. And you see the evidence in the heart rhythm pattern. So when we feel we're in these intuitive flow states, we're getting a download of information, we're connected to something, our higher self or whatever we call something larger than our day-to-day consciousness, we're usually in more heart coherence because everything's synced up. Mm-hmm. And you want to know that the chakras are receiving this information from somewhere outside of time and space. Mm-hmm. So you're getting these downloads from some other dimension, and that's certainly coming through all the centers, but the heart center is the main trunk line. Love and the qualities of the heart are the main activators of that universal connection.
Perfect. So I want to maybe just tell the viewers a little bit about what does this actually look like? How does one actually use the device? I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Sure. Well, the device looks like this is called a lightning sensor, and it plugs into your iPhone. We also have one that's a USB-C wired sensor. It plugs into your Android phone or tablet. And we have a Bluetooth sensor, which I didn't bring with me, which plugs into, either one can be used with Android or iOS.
Yeah, I have it connects to the ear. And it just looks like
It clips under your ear. All of them do the same functionality, whereas the ear is one of the best places to get accurate heart rate. And then the algorithm and the firmware in here convert it to heart rate variability. And then from there, they look at how much coherence or synchronization is in the HRV pattern. Mm-hmm. And it all works with an app called the Inner Balance app, which you can download from the Apple Store. It's free, or Google Play Store. This you have to purchase. But the app is a trainer. We call it the Inner Balance Trainer because it trains you of how to, with guides, of how to actually get into that heart rhythm coherence state and gives you feedback when you lose it and you become more conscious of what takes you in and out. And it's very sensitive. So you can be in the heart math techniques are what make it work. You're practicing the shift of the heart and heart focused breathing and then activating a genuine warm hearted feeling such as gratitude for someone or something in your life. It doesn't matter what. It's the feeling that counts, and you see your HRV change as you do this. And it's very empowering to see, wow, I did that. And then you keep doing that for a little bit to sustain it. And after a few minutes, it's synchronizing your brain waves, and you can actually feel like you have more ease, more clarity, more clearer thinking. And the app has different guides that take you into different ready states, like before sleep, or how to connect with more intuitive decision-making about a choice you need to make, or anything that can prep you for more ease and flow, like flow states. Like there's probably 7 major league baseball teams that are using this in the dugout, pre and post, and golfers use it pre and post. Sports Ed TV, which is just launching, is featuring it for all sports, from soccer to basketball, because again, you want to get in sync before you perform or to whatever you want to do, creative projects. Or if you are stressed out, you have that meeting or something triggered you, that email that you just got, you want to be able to quickly get back in sync so that you're responding from more of who you really are instead of your reactive self. And it helps you regain emotional poise and recenter really quickly. And the whole idea is, there's coherent scoring in there to improve your score and baseline. But the whole idea is to have the carryover effect. When you get your autonomic nervous system in coherence, it carries over into your next activity. So you're more harmony in your interactions, more creativity in your work, more ease and flow in your day to day. And that's what you want, how to live life more effectively. And this is the ready state for that, because it's the body's and nature's natural frequency you want to be able to return to. And then after a while, you develop the reference, what it feels like and what the technique you use just to get back there. And you don't need to use it all the time or as much, but it's in training. It's like training wheels on a bike. You do want to use it to know when you're actually in HRV coherence instead of assuming you are.
Yeah, it's not obvious to me. I can tell you that when I've started it, I always, it has a color-coded wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Right away at red. Eventually I do a whole round so that's all green. But it does, once you get it, it happens. But I wouldn't have, when I first start, think that I feel any, that I'm worse or anything. It's kind
that's
of
right.
Very subtle. Well, it's not something that I'm stressed
most
out.
Most of us, are trained to live from here up, or when we think happy thoughts, we're thinking. the feeling shift and the emotional shift, which is required for real behavior change, a real attitude shift, opens up new perceptions. It's quite astounding how you can be perceiving this reality, you know, he did that to me, and projecting what that means, and you get coherent and you go, wait a minute, that wasn't even real. And you know it in your heart, and then you perceive a different possibility.
How it seems like 95% of our time is probably not in coherence then.
Oh no, you're right. And most of our time is not in coherence. You know, with deep sleep, deep peaceful sleep, we go into coherence. Mm-hmm. When you're really loving, you're in coherence. Mm-hmm. You know, when your heart is open and connected and you feel that, when you're playing with your puppy, you're probably in coherence more than in most times. So the idea is, how do you get back to that whenever you want to? And then as you create more of that in your baseline, you have more natural coherence in your system, even when you're not using a technique.
Right. What is the science on, is there studies that are looking at sleep improvement? What people are using?
Yes, we have a book called the HeartMath Solution to Better Sleep. And again, so much of our sleep disturbances, and there's so many people nowadays who have a hard time sleeping or staying asleep, is due to the unresolved stress of the day. It disrupts our circadian rhythm. It disrupts our metabolic rhythms and is very much involved in weight issues. And it's hard to turn the mind off, you know, or we wake up with the same problems. We go, oh no. And the anxiety creates a pattern of incoherence, and it doesn't just shut off when you're trying to go to sleep. It can sustain, making it harder. So what we want to do is learn emotional self-regulation skills. That's not suppression. It's not venting. It's learning how to come back to inner poise and balance as needed. And the powering up through HRV coherence feedback is a accelerator for that. You can use it with other techniques that you find valuable too, meditation techniques, but you want to get into heart rhythm coherence first and then do whatever other techniques you find helpful.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I came upon on your site was this idea about group coherence.
Yes.
Like, I would love to learn more about that, what's happening.
Sure. Well, one of the biggest problems we have in society is getting along with each other, right? You know, there's so much bias, political, religious, and people just are so sure that their way is the right way and everybody else is wrong. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that just creates tremendous separation and all the problems we see in politics and often wars. And that's gone on for eons. And so one of the things we're designing is an app where you can get in sync with your loved one or family or group of people and look at your average coherence score and together go deeper in the heart, put out more love or care or compassion or the qualities of the heart and increase your score and their collective score. So it's a fun way of getting more resonant with others. And as you do that, you understand each other more, you're more forgiving and you're more intuitive. So it's wonderful for relationships. But it's also wonderful for business, being in the boardroom and creativity, or for team sports, mm-hmm. of getting more resonant and in sync with each other so that the collective or the group effort can be more efficient. It's more fun that way too. So we have a new app that we've launched from the HeartMath Institute called the Global Coherence App. And there you can create social groups. You can use it with the same sensors, mm-hmm. and you also can see on a global map where you are practicing in the world and where everybody else is. So part of the research HeartMath Institute's doing now is research on global coherence with magnetic field detectors in different parts of the world, seeing what the Earth's heart rhythms are, what the Earth's pulsating rhythms are from the Schumann resonance, which are in the same frequencies as our brain waves, to the electromagnetic field emanating from the center of the Earth's geomagnetic field, which is overlaps the same frequencies as the human heart, including the heart rhythm at 0.1 hertz. So we can see how we can synchronize with nature and with Earth and how Earth's changes affect our heart rhythms. and we can begin to do some experiments. But the main experiment is what happens you get a collective of thousands of people getting into heart coherence and putting out radiating love or compassion into the planetary energetic field at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's uplifting to all who do that, and we're researching to see what benefits that has in for the field, for the planet, for humanity.
Wow. And you were saying that this could be used with other technologies as well, and techniques to
techniques. Well, it's own technology. I mean, you can combine it with other things just to see how it relates, but really there's people, for example, who've told me they're Orthodox Christians. They use it with the Jesus prayer because that's at the same mantra, the same rhythm as your coherent heart rhythm. I thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And so people use different types of meditative techniques to see which get them in more coherence. There's different meditation techniques. Some are intended to have you dissociate and then you're not going to be in coherence. But a lot of them are intended to open the heart and have you experience more loving kindness, which will put you in coherence.
I'm curious, what about psychedelic experiences? And has there been any studies looking at?
We haven't done any research directly with people in different states of psychedelic experience, although I'm sure individuals have. It really, if you look at it this way, whatever your methodology, if you're feeling uplifted in the heart, it's likely you're going to be in more coherence. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, and you use the inner balance technology, use the techniques, it's likely going to lift you into coherence and you'll feel more uplifted in the heart. Mm-hmm. Without having to take the psychedelic.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Where can people learn more about, where can our viewers go to learn more about HeartMath?
Sure. There's three different things you can do. One is you can go to heartmath.com, mm-hmm. heartmath.com/experience. Mm-hmm. And you can download the free 90-minute interactive video that has HeartMath techniques. And we're giving that away for free. We started as soon as COVID hit the planet when we first brought it out a year ago, March. And it's been wonderful. People have had so much help with it. That was our gift to say, here's some of the science, here's what we're doing. It's a beautifully professionally developed film or interactive learning experience in 10-minute sections where you actually practice some of the HeartMath techniques. And it talks about the Inner Balance app. So you have that. There's something called the Ad Heart Facilitator, which, you know, you can get the technology, the Inner Balance with instruction. Mm-hmm. And that's at heartmath.com. And then, you know, that's how I would suggest people start with, but you can buy the sensor just by going to heartmath.com/tech, T-E-C-H. And it explains the different sensors. We have the professional version for health professionals called the M-Wave Pro. We have the Inner Balance, which is what we've been talking about. We have a handheld M-Wave stress reliever. So that's all explained there.
One can actually do some of these exercises even without the sensor. You can't get the feedback from the device, which I think seems to be very helpful.
That's why we developed the device, because we have the techniques, they work. And in the HeartMath experience, you don't have the device. You're going to learn the techniques without the device. They work, and we had that for years. We developed the technology rather than have people sit in our lab with this big lab equipment to see what was happening when you use the techniques. Right. And so that gives you a chance to refine very quickly your practice of the techniques. But it's the techniques that work. The technology is just the feedback tool that helps train you into more accurate and refined use of the techniques.
Has there been any studies looking at, blood tests or biomarkers to see how people are aging?
Well, here's a very interesting study we did in the early years of HeartMath. It's since been replicated. We were teaching one of our techniques. This is a women's health clinic. There was an experimental group and a control group, and they practiced the HeartMath techniques. And we took salivary IgA samples. Yeah. before they learned anything, and then about 5 weeks after. And they agreed to practice a few minutes a day, every day, or at least I think it was 5 days a week. We may have given them 2 days off in the protocol. What happened was when we sent the IgA samples to the lab at the end of the study, the lab called us and said, what DHEA supplement are you giving these people? And we said, there isn't any supplement, because they all agreed not to take anything extra. It was a real controlled study. And the only variable was practicing these heart math techniques. He said, well, the group had an average 100% increase in DHEA and an average 23% decrease in free fraction cortisol. And, you know, pregnenolone is the precursor hormone to both DHEA and cortisol. And he couldn't believe that it was just a self-management technique, that they were just getting into heart rhythm coherence, and it had that impact. But once he studied our research, he understood the autonomic nervous system controls 90% of our body's involuntary functions, including our hormonal balance, our immune system, our digestion, our sleep rhythms. I mean, so much. That's what yoga teaches. And here you're really going right to the heart of the matter, pun intended, and seeing what's going on and feeling it. So you develop that relationship and you learn how to regulate your own autonomic nervous system.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think this is great. I'm really excited, and I hope the listeners got the gist of what is going on with HeartMath. I think this is such an important topic. I wanted them to really...
Well, thank you. I mean, DHEA, people may not realize, is called the anti-aging hormone.
Right.
Cortisol is called the stress hormone.
Yes.
And the more stress you have, the more it shrinks your telomeres, which are the aging markers on your cells.
Yes.
And that is the fastest way to age, is not deal with your stress. And everybody has challenges with stress waves these days, from the global situations to the acceleration of change to whatever their own personal issues are. And again, if you can get into coherence, you can ride these waves of change with more balance and poise and produce more DHEA, which helps aging.
What's the next year look like for HeartMath? And what's happening?
This last year with COVID is a tremendous expansion for us, because more people are waking up to the heart. More people are feeling the nudge that it's about the heart, that we're not going to solve our global problems just with the brain mind. And they're finding out about HeartMath. So we didn't intend giving away the HeartMath experience to be in order to increase our list size and sell more product, but that's what happened. And so this year we're offering this again for free for people, and our health professional certification program. We have 20, 30,000 health professionals who work with patients and have them use the sensor, the HeartMath sensor in their balance app or the M-Wave. And we're developing more games we have games right now in our M-Wave Pro and M-Wave handheld. Make it fun to practice, because it's all about practice and increasing your baseline. So
yeah.
We're growing in the corporate market, the hospital and health professional market, the sports market, and the general public. So, wow. And spiritual market. People use it to enhance their meditation.
For sure. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, Dr. Rossman.
You're awesome. Very welcome. Well, please come to heartmath.com/experience and get your free program.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. Take care.